Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Glenn Spencer of American Patrol joins us from Arizona to give us the latest on the deteriorating situation there in the next segment. I'll also get into this Daily Finance story. California's latest revolt against smart electric meters. And they were supposed to ask you if you wanted one. They don't ask. They just come and put them on. Austin's been getting them. They don't ask us here. And now they admit they're going to remote control your thermostat and control what's going on in your house. They're telling Fed workers to be urged to commute, travel less. Then that's going to be forced on citizens that you're not allowed to travel or you'll be taxed when you do. This is total taxation and an excuse to surveil everything you do because they got to know when you're traveling. That's all part of this smart grid that IBM's promoting. It's called a smart prison. Remember, IBM brought you the barcodes on the Jews' arms and the death camps? Well, you'll be getting yours soon enough. It's called your face scan, your thumbprint, all run by these eugenicists. IBM's sole goal is eugenics. It is a eugenics trust by Mr. Watson. Okay, let's go ahead and take a few phone calls here. Let's talk to Matt in Connecticut. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. I have an idea to wake people up, but first I wanted to say that I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing the broadcast you did on September 11th, 2001. You could make that available.
It is available. I think you can just search the term Alex Jones on 9/11. It's all over the web.
Oh, all right. And also, with Obama's approval dropping about a point a week and all these officials saying how they need a new 9/11, but I don't see any way how they won't try and stage another terror attack and blame it on anti-government extremists.
And that's right. And their religion is throwing it in your face because they think you're so stupid. So they're just everywhere saying we need to stage terror attack. We need to attack the web. We need to blow up federal buildings. We need a new 9/11 so the public will worship us again. And they're getting ready to do it. And then the media will all say, oh, my gosh, the terrorist hit. Give your rights up. The bankers love you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think to plant the seeds ahead of time, to call it ahead of time so when it actually happens, people will be more suspective of the government. On top of Google launches, people need to search Obama needs new 9/11 and have it linked to that article from a few days ago.
Oh, funny you'd say something like that. All in due time, my friend. All in due time. You have done well, Matt.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, I appreciate your call. Believe me, we're on the same page there, Bubba. But these things must be done delicately. Now that I'm doing evil person imitations, we've done the Emperor and now the Wicked Witch. I'm melting. Let's go ahead and talk to Rosa Maria in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for everything you do, of course, in spreading awareness through our entire globe. I have a few things I'd like to talk about, and one in particular that happened to me personally in regards to everything that's going on in our police state, and I've watched all your videos. Personally, on the 4th of July, on Independence Day, I was traveling alone with my my dog, who is a licensed service animal. He was a miniature pincher of almost 8 years old. I was coming back from a camping trip, our first camping trip in Sedona, Arizona, coming back to Manhattan, and I was pulled over by the DPS, the Department of Public Safety. They did not tell me why they were pulling me over. Now I'm about 5 feet tall, 110 pounds, absolutely no threat at all. They pulled me over, and he told me to get out of the car, shouted at me through the loudspeaker, very angry.
And so what happened?
Got me out of the car. I saw my dog, Duncan, named after Dunkin' Donuts, sitting in the back seat quietly resting. Told me to get out of the car, to not turn around, and I heard a shotgun click. He cocked it from his vehicle. He told me to walk backwards, kneel down behind the vehicle. Immediately put me under arrest. Never read any Miranda rights. I was put in the back of a cop car. I have multiple sclerosis. I told him specifically, he was violating my...
Stay there. Finish your story. We got Glenn Spencer coming up from Arizona.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, my friends, we are back live. Glenn Spencer coming up here from the front lines of what's happening in Arizona. A lady, Rosa Maria, called in from New York. For those that just joined us, she was describing that she traveled from New York to go camping. She was driving back. She has multiple sclerosis, I believe she said. She has a service dog that's a miniature pincher. Those are pretty sweet dogs. A police officer pulled her over, bullhorned her out, said, get on your knees. Finish up your story of what happened, Rosa Maria.
At that point, I'm on my knees, and they put me into the back of the cruiser. And with multiple sclerosis, heat is definitely a factor. And it was the 4th of July. On the I-17. A lot of traffic is going by watching what's happening. As they put me back in there, he went to the vehicle which I was driving. It was a rental, a car rental. He did not explain anything to me, and another cop came, opened the door to which my service animal had been seating closest to. He weighed no more than 15, 16 pounds. A gentle creature, a service animal. I explained, I have multiple sclerosis. You're violating the ADA. I've not heard my rights. I explained, I have a service animal. He has his vest in the front seat. This is a car rental. The forms are in plain view in the front seat.
And what happened?
No probable cause.
What happened?
They opened the door. Duncan walked out calmly into oncoming traffic and luckily was not hit. It was like watching my child. He ran southward. They chased him. More came. More cops came. They chased him northbound. In the meanwhile, I'm in the back asking for air. The cuffs were very tight on me. I was told if I spoke, I would be gagged. It wasn't told. I was shouted. And then Duncan, I came back toward the cruiser. I am his responsibility. He has to come to Mama. They would not let me open. They would not open a window for me to simply whistle and call his name to have him come.
Now it's all about control and power, and it's such a war zone in Arizona, and so many people are being killed, and Mexico is collapsing. That these type of things happen, but how did? And it's terrible because I mean I see the reports of where they go to the old woman's house. Her grandson hadn't lived there in 18 years. They got a drug warrant. She puts the little dog in the bathroom. They open the door and shoot the dog. I mean it's just craziness. It's all this macho, you know, attitude, and it's out of control. But I mean, how did this end?
They chased, basically, they lied to me. They said, dog will come back. They chased him to his death. He was hit by traffic on the I-17, and I never saw him again. I had MS, and he was my source of independence, and on Independence Day, he was taken from me. So,
I'm so sorry, Rosa Maria, but why did they say they pulled you over?
I was not cited for anything. I was told that perhaps, I assumed, why would I be pulled over? Perhaps speeding. I was going with the flow of traffic. And they never cited me. And on the facebook.com/justiceforduncan, spelled like Duncan Donuts, D-U-N-K-I-N, you can see the photographs of the incredible bruising on both my wrists.
We're going to put it up. But say that again. Justice for Duncan.
Yes.
And that's on Facebook.
Facebook.com/ Justice for Duncan. D-U-N-K-I-N. I also have a blog spot as well. That is at the justiceforduncan.blogspot.com. Again, Duncan, D-U-N-K-I-N.
Did they apologize for getting your dog killed?
Absolutely nothing. No apology. And the first thing I did, because I'm an intelligent woman, I started to take pictures. As soon as I was there for 3 hours, Alex, on the side of the road, on the 4th of July, screaming to
my
brother.
Yeah, but they showed you who the boss was. They didn't let you whistle for the dog, and that's what matters, is that government's your god. The good news is, in Arizona, they've revolted against the speed cameras. They're now removing them. People are wearing guns openly, and they're saying no to the tyranny. And not all police are like that, but they are very cold, and they need some common sense. And I'll check into your story. I'm sorry to hear that, Rosa. Yeah, there's her little dog, a tiny little dog. In fact, blow that up for people on screen that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's blow those photos up for people. This is just outrageous.
I've been suffering ever since. And I also have a video of our, you can see our happiness. And he really, truly, I needed nothing with Duncan. I needed him, and he needed me. And they took him, and he would have been 8 years old on October 23rd, and he was... I was looking to move to Arizona, to move. I lived in Arizona for almost 10 years and moved to New York, to Manhattan. And I was looking to reestablish myself there for our sake, for Duncan and my sake. He was my unconditional love. I looked forward to a time when we can go back. And now, Sedona, Arizona, there is the energy there is no good. And there's no way I'll go back there unless it is for press conferences.
Well, this is heartrending. And... you know, we need police stopping criminals, not out there revenue generating. But again, they're now saying nationwide they're not going to respond to crime, only they're going to raise money. The police are being converted to tax collectors, and good police that ask for help are not being given it. God bless you, Rosa Maria. I'm sorry to have to know that happened to you, and it hurts my heart because I have dogs that I love. I have a Chihuahua and a French Bulldog, and they're members of the family. I appreciate Glenn Spencer holding the last 5 minutes while we finished her story, but I wanted people to be able to have her finish up. Boy, I tell you, that's an amazing story, Glenn.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Glenn, for those that just joined us, you haven't been on in a while, and we appreciate you coming on. Tell folks about your saga, working with Native American tribes, helping folks, being run out of L.A., being in Arizona, and you say things are really heating up there. We've had 17 machine guns in Mexico just 2 days ago, car bombs going off, 40 people dying trying to come in just in one county at the coroner. I mean, it is really disintegrating, and Mexico is disintegrating.
Well, we know why it is. We've been trying to tell the people why it is. We know what started it. We know what caused the drug war to start in Mexico. We know why there was violence. We know why people are dying in the desert without being saved. But, of course, it's only people like you who will give us a platform to explain to the people what's going on.
Well, you've got drones up. We're putting up some photos you took from drones of just the hundreds of thousands of illegals pouring across. What do they estimate in Arizona alone a year? What is it, 500,000 illegals come across?
Well, probably, yeah. That's the total estimate of the number who actually get past Border Patrol and enter the United States through Arizona illegally. Nobody really knows because they don't want to know. They don't want the people to know what's going on. But what we've been doing for the last 4.5 years is flying the border from the Gulf of Mexico right along the border, 500 feet, videotaping every inch, taking hundreds and thousands of photographs, and plotting where the fence went in. But the important thing we learned, and we didn't know it when we were doing it, we didn't realize that the unintended result would be that we could then start relating, as the fence went in, what happened. I used to fly along the border near Yuma, Arizona. And there is a Goldwater bombing range there that runs right along the border. And you can't fly over it because it has a restricted airspace that goes up to 80,000 feet. But I made a special arrangement with the FAA to allow me to fly in Mexico along the border. I don't think anybody had ever thought of that. So we were able to get, starting 4 years ago, detailed records of what that border looked like. When we started out, that Goldwater bombing range was one of the biggest drug smuggling corridors in the United States, if not the largest. We have documented evidence, thousands and thousands of tire tracks running right off of Mexican Highway 2 up to Interstate 8. Now, what happened? Because of the pressure that was put on them, they started building a fence in 2006, 2005, across that smuggling corridor. And they plugged it. They also plugged one between Yuma and Calexico, where all those sand dunes are. You see all the dune buggies out there? At night, those dune buggies are usually loaded with drugs. That's now been plugged. Around Douglas and where I live now, they've plugged the drug corridor. But what I wondered, I said, look, this has had to have an impact. And this is available on our site, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. You look, scroll down there, and you'll see something that says, the fence and the Mexican drug war. You take a look at that, and when you walk away, you will realize that it was the fence and vehicle barriers that started the Mexican drug war. That's what triggered it. You had the Sinaloa cartel have a major part of its smuggling corridor cut off, and they went to war with the Gulf cartels and some of the others for access. For access, and they're still fighting over it. And it's getting worse. And what we're arguing is, look, this is what started it. If you finish the fence, you would end it.
Well, that's common sense, and I do think it's a major contributing factor. You also have the government of Mexico cracking down on the cartels, I guess, to control the money to launder. And
why would a government crack down on the cartels cause them to start killing each other? It doesn't make any sense. I've studied this for a year and a half. And if you look at all of the reports now that have been coming in for the last 2 years, they're fighting over access to drug smuggling corridors.
No, that's admitted. I think it's one of the main contributing factors. I'm not disagreeing with you. Well, when we talked to you yesterday about getting you on the show, you said things are really about to blow up. We're going to come back from break. I want to get into that with you and then also talk about the ranchers that have been murdered, the homes that have been burned down, everything that's happening in Arizona, and the federal response to come in and sue the state for the state simply saying, if we stop somebody for drunk driving and they're an illegal alien, we're going to go ahead and arrest them. And the feds are saying no, but they're also saying they're going to protect the sanctuary cities and not go after them. Glenn Spencer is our guest, and he's been on the front lines for many years. We'll get his bird's eye view on things straight ahead.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Glenn Spencer is our guest, joining us from Arizona. Glenn, let's talk about how this has changed Arizona and how the situation has unfolded and what's happening now that the feds are coming in saying they're going to try to block the state from having any law and order.
Well, let me just say this. Russell Pierce, Senator Russell Pierce, was the brains and the political muscle behind the new Arizona law, AB 1070. Russell, the first time I met him 2 years ago, found out who I was, walked up to me at a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Phoenix. I'm not going to toot my horn, but let me tell you something. He said, "You're my hero." He talked about the information that they're getting at the state level from the American Border Patrol and American Patrol websites. So unlike the rest of the country, these people in Arizona know what's going on, know the government is deliberately leaving the border open. The state is being overwhelmed. It's going broke, paying for the services for people who shouldn't be here that the government wants here, the federal government wants here. So they finally took some action, a positive step, and many people feel it wasn't strong enough. But essentially is an implementation of federal law. And, of course, the open borders advocates, and it could have been George Bush or Barack Obama. I think the same thing would have happened. They do not want the law enforced. I've been at this for 18 years. I can spend the next 10 hours explaining to you the chapter and verse, how they've defeated any attempt to enforce our laws. This is just another one. This is one of hundreds of efforts by the federal government and the left to defeat any attempt the Americans make to stop this invasion of their country. Because they know what I said 17 years ago is true. You won't know you're being invaded until you try to stop it. They know if we put up resistance, the backlash in Mexico and from those in the country illegally is going to be incredible. So it's going to expose the force and the terrific, subversive efforts put forth by our own government to destroy the United States. That's what frightens them to death, because they know if the resistance is put up, it's going to expose the force. And that's what is about to happen.
Let's talk about the carnage. I mean, Arizona, one of the lowest crime rates in history previously in the U.S., now has the highest kidnapping rate. And we see Mexico, and I've had anthropologists on to say it is officially a failed state. And are they just going to let this failed state collapse into Texas, Arizona, Nevada, California?
Well, that's what they're doing. Now, you have to go back to my theory. My hypothesis is that it was the beginning, just the beginning of this construction of the fence. Again, putting up resistance, you begin to see the force. Now, if my theory is correct, what's happening is we just disrupted a $20 to $30 billion drug smuggling operation. People owe each other money, millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. And if they don't get this load through, they owe somebody down in Guanajuato $500,000, they're going to kill his family unless they get it. So he gets desperate, and he shoots somebody up here. Some gringo gets in their way. It's either him or you know, his family. So now what they're doing is they're kidnapping illegal aliens because they're a cash flow. They don't pay these smugglers up front before they cross the border. What they do is they go into indentured slavery and servitude. And they pay a huge interest rate. They have to pay off this smuggling, coyotes. So what they do is they kidnap each other's illegal aliens because it's a cash flow for them. So they tell them where to wire the money. And it's only going to get uglier because the drug lords are in serious cash flow trouble. So they're going after the illegal aliens, and they're trying to smuggle more of them in, including terrorists, by the way. It is a mess. And until we seal that border, it's only going to get worse, because these people are getting more desperate as every day goes by.
Well, how is the federal government going to continue? Congressman Stark 3 weeks ago said there's no problem in Arizona with the border. And we've seen Senator Harry Reid say that there are no illegal aliens working in construction in Nevada.
You know, I was at a town hall meeting with the local congresswoman and Benny Thompson, who is the head of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. And one of the ranchers there got up and she said, "I just drove 20 miles of the border and I didn't see one Border Patrol agent." And she said, "I talked to Commissioner Burson. He runs Customs and Border Protection. And he said, he told her over the phone and in a conference call, 'I don't want to call you a liar, but that's not what I am told.' Well, I handed this lady a note. I have a videotape of that same 30 miles of the border. You can watch it online. nobody there.
Stay there, stay there, stay there. Let's talk about it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has even tried it on the wine spread much too long, three girls.
Glenn Spencer is our guest. I keep going back to 3 years ago when we got the Security Prosperity Partnership North American Union documents when Judicial Watch sued and got them. And they say in there, we're going to use border crises as a way to merge the North American continent. We're going to let it get worse and worse. And what was Senator Kyle told by Barry Obama a few months ago? Mr. Sitaro, the fake president, said, I'm not going to fix that problem down there. I want it to be bad to get amnesty. Well, you're still going to have the drug smuggling and the coyotes and people that don't want to go through the amnesty route. I mean, this is how these people come into the country. And we are a nation of immigrants, and I'm all for people being able to come into the nation. But we have brown berets. Another video that surfaced last night, we're going to play a clip of it coming up here in a few minutes, where they come out to protest against the open borders in Arizona and California. And they say, hey, white people, you're not supposed to be here. You're Europeans. Go back to Europe. And this woman, looks like she's almost completely Spanish. I mean, she's as European as anybody else. And she's saying, go back to Europe, you Europeans. And the woman looks like she's Spanish. Looks like she has very little Indian blood in her. And look, I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care if you're Spanish. I don't care if you're Chinese, German, whatever. As long as you're not a socialist, as long as you're not anti-gun. In fact, let's play that short clip and get Glenn Spencer's take on it. This was shot just a few days ago. Here it is.
Back to Europe. This is America. Look, you cooler. You're white. You don't belong here. Back to Europe.
get yourself here.
I'm not familiar with what group you guys are with.
Brown Berets. Oh, okay. No, I paid for that uniform.
You know, Brown Berets is a historical organization.
Okay.
It's just involved.
You can watch the whole video. We got it linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I've seen the Brown Berets and other groups in L.A. Famous video with the image of police with their heads cut off with blonde hair, blue eyes, saying, you know, kill the gringos. And it's just ongoing. And I protested the Klan and I protested these groups. And they're all big foundation funded, government funded. It just comes out over and over again to get us all at each other's throats. But the issue is, does this woman not know that Spain is as European as it gets? It's one of the oldest countries in Europe. That's who colonized Latin America. That's Cortez came in and overthrew Montezuma and all of that craziness that was going on. And, you know, my issue here is that you heard her say, this is Mexico, get out of here. Well, there were six flags over Texas. There were four flags over California, or five flags. It was actually a Russian flag at one time. Four flags that have flown over Arizona. And so to claim because Mexico had a few missions there, it belongs to Mexico, why would people want to leave Mexico and come here if they want to make this Mexico and that system of government? And then we've got another map I'm going to put up and get Glenn Spencer's comments on. This is from American Patrol. We'll give you those websites. We're one of the best sources for real intel of where many of these Border Patrol sectors are over 100 miles apart. Look at that one in southwest Texas. That's got to be more than 100 miles away from the one in southern New Mexico. In fact, there's one for New Mexico. There's two for Arizona. They're almost 80 miles to 100 miles off the border. There's one for Nevada, two for California. And one of the biggest citizen complaints is that they're getting harassed. That's one of my problems with what Arizona is doing. I support it, but that is the problem, that the police and a lot of these sanctuary cities are going to use this as an excuse to harass citizens, no matter what color they are. But that's a lot of issues I threw out, Glenn Spencer. First, give us your websites, and then let's get into the Brown Berets.
All right. AmericanPatrol.com is my personal website, my blog, and then the nonprofit website is AmericanBorderPatrol.com. I've been up against the Brown Berets for years. 10 years ago, I produced a documentary called The Conquest of Aztlan. And here I didn't just quote some jerks with the Brown Berets. I quoted the president of Mexico. I quoted the co-founder of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, who said California is going to be a Hispanic state and anybody who doesn't like it should leave. I quoted Art Torres, then head of the California Democrat Party. He said Prop 187, that was the one that tried to stop funding for illegal aliens in California. He said that was the last gasp of white America in California. Did the mainstream media ever pick it up? No. They don't want you to know that. They don't want anybody to know. You know, 3 weeks ago, the Arizona Republic went to produce a map of where the fence is on the border. They produced a great big map, but down a tiny little print down at the bottom, it says the source for map and fence data, American Border Patrol. We're the only organization that has actually gone out and taken pictures and mapped where the fence is. You can see it on our website. We're the only organization that will fly along and show you that this deployment of National Guard on the border is a joke. It's a joke. And even Bonner, the former head of Customs and Border Protection, said it's a joke. But they're going to make a big hay out of it. They're going to send all these 1,250 National Guard to the border. That will give you about 30 lookout stations along the entire border. And when they wanted the dog and pony show with their National Guard at Yuma when President Bush down there, they had 14 stations right along the river when he went there. They'll have a total of 30 National Guard lookout spots.
And they show the American people this video and go, look, the border is secure. Meanwhile, it's Wild West.
They had them stacked up along the river. Almost half of all of the National Guard that were deployed under Bush were right at the Colorado River. We have pictures of every one of them. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. The customs, head of Customs and Border Protection, first, he doesn't even know where the Border Patrol is or where they're not. They lied to him. It is a lie. One of our buddies, he has these trail cameras, okay? And they've been making a deal out of this in some of the media lately. 700, he got pictures of 700 people going up on one trail in 40 days. I flew to see a brother, Fox News. He and I and the Fox News reporter went out and he showed where it was. There were all kinds of trails, hundreds of them just like it. So it is open. They're, the Border Patrol is not on the border. They're back. They're backstopping. They're lying through their teeth. They will not enforce the border. They will try to stop anybody who will try.
Well, Glenn, here's another point. We're always told give our rights up, have federalization of police, have military checkpoints, do all this inside the country. And then, meanwhile, the border is still basically wide open.
Absolutely.
And we're not just saying, I mean, we knew 5 years ago, as you said, Mexico was collapsing. Now it's officially a failed state. It's totally lawless, disintegrating. What are, and I had a state senator on, one of the leaders of the committee last year. He said, quietly, martial law has been declared on the Texas border with Homeland Security, but they don't want the public to know that. They're worried about Mexico completely collapsing into the U.S. And you'd said this years ago that Mexico was going to collapse. A, how did you know that? B, give us your future trends forecast as one of the leading researchers out there on the ground. What do you see happening?
Well, what our government is so frightened of is that if they crack down on the border, there's going to be complete chaos. And there could be a major border incident. And this is the scenario that I see unfolding. There could be a major border incident, especially at El Paso, or there's a major shootout, and lots of people killed. And then I see a kind of a Rodney King-type riot spreading through places like Los Angeles and along the border. So,
well, the illegals, the Mexican mafia is already saying kill Sheriff Babu and others that are trying to enforce the law. So we could see the same type of terrorism, and that is terrorism going on in Mexico, if anything's terror, where they go and kill U.S. embassy people. It's already happening,
right,
to send a message.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And so, but I see this ending up in major civil unrest inside the United States.
And what's the trigger? Mexican troops or cartels?
Could be anything.
Kill a bunch of our police, and finally our police kill a bunch of them, and then the war is on.
That's it.
Well, the politically correct people just say that we're supposed to lay down and die, and that this is good, and it'll be our fault when the La Reconquista, La Invasora, burns down half the country.
As I said, you won't know you're being invaded until you try to stop it. The people are demanding that we secure our borders. That is going to, there is going to be a backlash against that, and it's going to be serious. And our government knows it. That's why they're so frightened of the issue. It could have been taken care of years ago, but they kept putting it off, delaying the inevitable, and now it's going to be much, much worse to clean this thing up.
Well, Glenn, as the world goes into a depression, as crime spikes and the only, you know, real crop Mexico's got other than drugs and money laundering is tourism. That's dying right now because the police themselves will kidnap you and extort money. That was even in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. So as Mexico sinks into oblivion, it's only a matter of time until the refugee numbers even increase higher. And then as our states go into bankruptcy, 46 of them on the verge of bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg's analysis, I mean, it's only common sense we've got to protect the country and stop this. And so I see the depression only exacerbating this.
Absolutely. And believe me, Obama will not protect that border. If anything, he's trying to figure out a way to grant blanket amnesty without going through Congress. He'll give them de facto amnesty by not enforcing the law. And that's why he is so opposed to the Arizona law. Because the Arizona law suggests that there could be immigration reduction, illegal immigration reduction through attrition. In other words, people would start leaving. And that's, by the way, one of the legal arguments that they made against the Arizona law was that it is not the federal government's policy to have illegal immigration reduced through attrition.
Well, I'll tell you a story. Last night I was home at about 6:30. We'd finished dinner. And I was there. They're building a house right across the street from me. And I was watching a bunch of illegal aliens that were over there building. And they were done. And they were, like, arguing with each other. And they were running up to the fence that was on the back of that house that they're building's property. And they were catcalling women that were jogging by. And then one of them looked crazy. And these guys, I mean, just 10 years ago, illegals didn't look and act like this. And I'm seeing it at gas stations, other places, wild-eyed, crazy, angry. And one guy was walking around with a hammer acting nuts, and cars were driving by, and people didn't know what to make of it. And it just seems like more and more of the illegals have come from Mexico City with 30 million people, a Running Man slash Blade Runner hell. And I feel sorry for these people. It's a totally collapsed. I mean, it's the most hellish city on earth. Anthropologists unanimously agree. And Mexico's been so lawless now for decades that I think it's a new type of immigrant. I mean, this is getting scary. And I've been in a lot of these immigrant neighborhoods when I played football in Dallas, and I had Hispanic friends who lived in some of these poorer areas, and I'd go there to have lunch with them or play basketball or whatever. They were nice people. And now I drive to these areas, and I think through the Hispanic rap and the country music, they glorify the drug dealers and the gangster society, and I think that MS-13 Mexican mafia thing has spread. And I mean, I was watching these guys, and I'm somebody who's not scared easily, and I wasn't scared. I felt aggression as I was looking out the window. These guys look crazy. I mean, they were wild-eyed. I mean, they look like desperados out of a Clint Eastwood movie. These guys look crazier and meaner than Tuco in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I was just going, my God, where on earth are these? I mean, they look wild. And they were, again, walking around with hammers and arguing with each other and like they were on PCP or something. I mean, have you seen this?
Oh, I haven't. Amazingly enough, where I live here near the border, there's so many Border Patrol agents that live in this little town of Sierra Vista nearby. We hardly have any illegal aliens. There are very few Hispanics here. So we don't have the experience that you're seeing there. These people have been used for 20 years to being able to walk right into this country and flaunt the law and thumb their noses. And I think they now feel a sort of pressure building. And they look forward, they might say, hey, wait a minute. We see a change of attitude in the United States, and this could bode very ill for us.
But that change, and I want you to continue, isn't just that we're going into a depression. I mean, the deal is Americans, and I'm glad to see a lot of Hispanics speaking out against this, we see radio stations are named The Invasion or The Race. We see air conditioner companies named The Race. We see La Raza and Mecha, and we see the NAACP saying we don't help government officials with the Department of Agriculture. We don't help white people because they're scum. I mean, and the thing is, you've got all these white yuppies that are guilty and really do want to like everybody, and we're taught to be guilty, and who are saying, you know what, I'm not guilty anymore. I'm not scum. I'm not bad.
Right.
And I'm tired of this. And really, I think that's what the race crowd has now figured out. And I agree with you. It's going to get nasty very soon, Glenn. How do you see that being triggered?
Any number of ways. Once again, you've seen more and more conflict right along the border. I could see that being triggered in El Paso or at any place like Nogales or even right here, right near me, Naco. They just had a big gang fight just south of my ranch. People were killed. There was a couple of years ago, they shut down the school here, a U.S. school on the U.S. side, because they heard a large Mexican gang was heading for Naco, Arizona.
Well, I mean, look, 2 months ago, and of the six kids, four were Hispanic. They were wearing old Navy shirts with an American flag, and on that quasi-fake holiday, which isn't even Mexican independence, and the illegals were offended by the American flag. I mean, this is not going to mix, because this is not Chinese immigrants that just want to come here and live. This is not Brazilian immigrants that just want to come here and live. We don't see the problem there, or people from Costa Rica. This isn't people from Germany or people from African immigrants. We're not seeing this. Mexico lost wars with the U.S., and they've been taught in those schools that this belongs to Mexico. And it's just so explosive.
Well, I wanted to mention one thing that is very subtle but very significant. When you see these large crowds that are out demonstrating in favor of amnesty and against law enforcement, they used to carry Mexican flags. They don't do that as much anymore. But look for something. Very few people notice it. Most of them are wearing white shirts. You see a sea of white. Why? Been told to. They have been told to wear white shirts. Now, what wears a uniform and takes orders? an army. These people are subject to, in the Spanish language media, so much propaganda that is so different, the stories that are so different from what we hear. You have a nation divided against itself.
No, the Spanish media, because my wife, you know, lived, I guess, 5 years in Madrid, so she speaks fluent Spanish, and she's the one always pointing it out. But, I mean, it's the standard thing is we're taking over, the gringo's evil, we're going to bring down America, we're communism, we're going to get the guns. And then the average idiot American has no idea this is going on. It's perfect. It's a foreign army. And then Hispanics who want to be Americans, great people, they're intimidated. They call in all the time. They're told, no, you've got to join the Infosora, the invasion. You've got to join the La Reconquista. The final segment with Glenn Spencer. Folks, I want everybody to live in peace. I want to save the Republic. That's why we talk about these tough issues.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few minutes left with Glenn Spencer. And you know, I live near the border. I live in Texas, and I want to live in peace with everybody. It's very simple. You look at any child, a white child, Hispanic child, Asian, black, it doesn't matter. You love children because they're human beings. And then people grow up, become adults, and they get filled with all this propaganda. And none of us are perfect, but there's a very self-righteous belief that the wealth of the United States was stolen from Mexico, which is not true. And that the United States is pure evil. No, it's the big corporations who all are for open borders that are creating so much of our heartache. And as we go into a depression, people are going to fight over resources. I mean, 7 million Americans are estimated by university studies to have starved during the 10 years of the Great Depression, and even more in Europe. And if we go into a real depression, we're already going into the beginnings of one, it's going to create incredible pressure. And if you got a bunch of self-righteous people, you know, listening to Spanish media where it's get the gringo, this and that all day long, it is going to be explosive, ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists are going to come in and restore law and order at the expense of everybody's freedoms, and I'm against that. Glenn Spencer, we got about 3-4 minutes left. Closing comments on what we've been discussing here.
Well, you know, on July 14th, John McCain went on a record with Greta Susterman. He was talking about why Obama was suing Arizona. And he said, more and more, I am convinced that this is all about solidifying the Hispanic vote. And when you think about that, then people came on after that and said the same thing. Now, if you think about that, wait a minute. Obama is suing the state of Arizona because he wants to solidify his Hispanic base. 64% of U.S. Hispanic are of Mexican origin. So he believes, Obama must believe, that the vast majority of Hispanics want an open border. Now, if that's the case, we've got a problem.
Well, what they're doing is they're selling the idea. I mean, it's like headlines against Bob Dole in 96. Women support Clinton more. And then other women say, well, then I support Clinton. I'm not saying Bob Dole was good. The point is, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, like, everybody knows it's a conspiracy to say there's a new world order. And then weak-minded people hear that and say, well, I'm not for conspiracy theories. When I've seen Gallup polls up into the high 70s, low 80s of Hispanic Americans that are against open borders, I mean, I go to...
Then Obama is wrong. And John McCain is wrong.
But they mean to be wrong. It's part of globalism. They just say it's what Hispanics want.
Okay. Well, that may be. I hope you're right. You know, this is something that we need to take to watch very carefully. And if it isn't the case, I think you have Hispanic leaders who have an obligation to speak out. Say, no, this isn't true. We're not for open borders. But some of the of them.
I agree. The most of the Hispanic leaders are bought and paid for by the globalists. Yeah, I mean, look at how the Fortune 500 funds all this.
Well, this is, you know, these arguments are difficult, and they're a difficult subject. But the one thing that is very simple. I'm down on the border. We have a law that says it's illegal to come into the United States, and we're not enforcing it. And what American Border Patrol does on a regular basis is to prove to the American people that the government is lying to them. And then they can make whatever decisions they want to make regarding the future of the politicians who represent them.
Well, bottom line, we're not going to have a country anymore if we decide to let anybody in and get rid of our borders. And that's what the globalists want. You've talked about how they're sacrificing our country on the altar of globalism.
That is correct. That's exactly what they're doing.
And Calderon copied all the other Mexican presidents and said the Southwest belongs to Mexico.
Well, they all believe that. That's because all the polls in Mexico show that that is the case. They believe that.
Well, it's just not going to work. I mean, you're not going to merge a third world imploding road warrior society with the United States, but the globalists are trying it. Glenn Spencer, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much. Key information coming up, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.